A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, in my few decades of reporting here in Utah, I've noticed something, Dave, that Utah's fairly resistant to full-day kindergarten. I'll tell you why I know this. Lawmakers have not funded it. Many parents also aren't in love with the idea of sending their kindergartners off for, you know, seven and a half hours a day. But KSL Television's report, their in-depth report into this issue, reveals a recent survey shows that there are a number of Utah parents who want full-day kindergarten.
I can... Parents, it makes a ton of sense if you're a parent. If you're the five-year-old that has the attention span of a gnat, what does 7 hours of school look like? That is daunting. So good for the parents, bad for the kids. I talked to three kindergarten teachers, and I'll talk about what they had to tell me in about, 10 minutes or so. But right now, let's talk to Daniela. Hold on, let me give you just a minute.
We're going to get Daniela Rivera, the investigative reporter for KSL TV, into the conversation. And Daniela, you interviewed a lawmaker who has been pushing this issue for years up on Utah's Capitol Hill. But he has not been able to get funding off the ground. Let me play that part of the interview. You can see this full story at KSLTV.com. But this is about a 30-second clip from her report.
Why don't we have full-day kindergarten for anyone who wants it here?
That's an excellent question.
Utah Republican Representative Lowry Snow chairs the House Education Committee. He said he's long been an advocate of expanding kindergarten, but has faced resistance.
I think in Utah, we're still conservative, and the idea that we're taking children away from family and from the home for an extended period, and that wasn't necessary.
Now, let me be clear, Dave. Some schools do offer full-day kindergarten. So if you have your kid in full-day kindergarten, you're like, wait a minute, my school offers it. That is true, but not all. And the funding has to get creative because this Capitol Hill does not fund that.
Well, I just texted Ben Horsley with the Granite School District, and they offer, I think, in 37 of their elementaries, 37 of 62, they offer full-day kindergarten, but you kind of have to apply for it, and the children have to be, quote-unquote, at risk. So it's not available to everybody. You have to qualify for it. But it brings up a great conversation about whether or not Utah is ready for full-day kindergarten.
Let's bring Daniela Rivera, new investigative reporter at KSL-TV. First of all, welcome to Utah. So glad to have you part of the KSL family, and so thrilled that you're on the show with us today.
Thank you. I am thrilled to be here.
Let's dive into this, first of all, this survey that you got your hands on. How many adults responded to the Is It Voices for Utah Children survey that you looked at, and what did it show?
So just under 2,000 Utah voters participated in this randomized survey. The exact number, 1,976. And it really showed that there is broad support for expansion of optional full-day kindergarten access in every school district in Utah. 68% of the survey respondents said that they would support it, and 69% said they'd throw a little cash in there to make it happen. Mm. They were asked to imagine a scenario where every person in Utah had to pay an extra $5 annually in taxes to make this opportunity available to any family who wants it. And they were supportive. And what's also interesting when you start digging into this data is it's widespread across several counties. Davis County, Salt Lake County were the highest. But in every county, there was above 60% support, with the exception of Washington County. They were at 59%.
How does it compare to other states when we're talking about a full day kindergarten here in Utah? Are a lot of other states offering that already?
So in the advocacy circles, the numbers they're using is about 80% nationwide of those students, 80% of kindergarten students are taking full day classes. When we zero in on just Utah, that drops to 30% participation in full day kindergarten. And so when we ask why, this data tells us it's not lack of interest, rather lack of access.
Daniela Rivera is the investigative reporter at KSL Television. She's joining us in studio right now to give us an insight into her research into full-day kindergarten. Daniela, give us some idea about the research, whether it shows benefits to a full-day kindergarten compared to half-day kindergarten. What did you find out?
Well, there are plenty of studies out there that show there are academic achievement benefits and testing benefits, but we also have some very localized data right here in Utah that shows there are benefits to full-day kindergarten. In this story, you'll hear an interview from a kindergarten teacher. She's taught for more than 20 years, both full day and half day. And she said her first year of teaching the full day classes, she compared notes and test scores with another teacher who was teaching the half day. And her students in that full day who had come in at perhaps a lower academic achievement level had surpassed those students in the half day classes on those test scores. And in the Granite School District, that's where this teacher is now the kindergarten specialist, that school district says on their data, their students that are participating in full day kindergarten are coming out with an average of 20% higher gains on those KEEP assessments compared to the half-day students.
And I guess the next question or the next study would have to be, how long do those gains last? Does it equal out or even out by third grade? I've seen some studies that say, yeah, by third grade, they're all basically in the same spot at that point, or does it carry through all the way, you know, to graduation? But I want to talk about the price tag. I think a lot of times we wonder, okay, well, what does this mean? How much is this going to cost? Because already in Utah, every single dollar of your state income tax goes to education. Every single penny. That's in the Constitution. It's just the way we fund education right now. What would it cost to fund full-day kindergarten in Utah?
The number that we have from Voices for Utah Children, they estimate $60 million. That's what it would cost to offer full-day classes to every incoming kindergarten student the next school year. However, they anticipate the real cost would be lower, maybe $50 to $55 million, because they know that not everyone is going to participate. And that's the other really important piece here, is no one we spoke with is advocating for mandatory full-day kindergarten classes. Mm. Kindergarten isn't even mandatory in the state of Utah. They are, however, saying there are parents out there, according to this data, who want the option, and they don't have it.
Daniela Rivera, again, so glad to have you on the team. Thank you so much for jumping in studio with us, and we look forward to many more conversations with you. We can catch Daniela's full report at KSLTV.com. Dave, you heard, you know, information about full day kindergarten, including the possible costs, the pitch on Capitol Hill that seems to fail year after year. You said you touched base with three kindergarten teachers that
are all against full-day kindergarten. I thought it was fascinating. I'll let you know what they had to say about stick with half-day, folks, and why they think that way.
Dave and DeGenevic.
Okay, KSL Television's investigative reporter Daniela Rivera just left studio with us. She was helping us dive into the subject of all-day kindergarten because she did a report that aired on KSL TV. After she found this recent survey, Dave said that nearly 70% of parents in Utah like the idea, want full-day kindergarten, at least as an option. You're not too far removed from the kindergarten years.
Yep.
With your kids, y'all for it?
No, I'm not. I'm not for full-day kindergarten. I get why it's good for parents. It's not good for kids. I reached out to three kindergarten teachers, and I'm going to let you know what they had to say and where they're coming from. But kindergarten, remember, they are 5 years old, and sometimes just barely 5 years old.
You're just not in love with it.
No.
Because of the age.
Well, there's a focus. There's a demand on time, the teachers. There's a lot that I'm going to get into.
Okay. I saw, you know, I'm I'm a big fan of TikTok.
Yeah.
Especially at night when I'm trying to unwind. It's just a bunch of short videos. So I clicked on that, and there's this teacher on there. She went viral. It was last year. She has endless enthusiasm and patience for teaching kindergarten.
The number four. Oh, I see Brynn is holding up two and two. That will also make four. I see four and zero. That is four. What kind of pictures do we see over on our number four?
Amazing teacher, right? Hand? Pay her all the money. You can feel the excitement and the engagement. But did you catch what was going on there, Deb?
Yeah. Counting.
They were counting to four, right? I mean, this is kindergarten. This is what kindergarten is about. These kids are babies. They're so many of them are still taking naps. So, how about those summer birthday five-year-olds, right?
I mean, I had one of them.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Lizzie,
so like
my oldest.
They were four, and then for a week, they're five, yeah. And now they're in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Very, very young.
Yeah, she right? was one of the younger ones in her class.
Now, you want that four-year-old / barely five-year-old to go to school for 7 hours a day.
Hmm. You're asking the wrong mom, Dave, if you're asking me to be on Team Dave. And because I come from a different background, a different family situation. I was working full-time. You know that. You
yeah.
worked beside me
yeah.
in the newsroom. I was not at home.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we would send our kids. We had extended day. We sent our kids to Catholic elementary school in Sandy at Blessed Sacrament. They had extended day. So the kids would go from kindergarten to the extended day program. Yeah.
Well, now you're talking about kindergarten acting as daycare. And I think that's a different conversation.
I was already sending them to daycare in a way.
But for a lot of the proponents, the parents that are like, oh, yeah, listen, that makes my job so much easier because I don't need to pick them up in the middle of the day. I don't have to split my schedule. I've got other kids at school. Again, good for the parents. This is why... the teachers I talked to, the three kindergarten teachers said they think it's bad for the kids.
Well, I am curious to know what these three kindergarten teachers said because I did not do a kindergarten teacher survey for today. But you did.
Yeah.
What'd you find out?
First of all, no way. They do not like the full day. Thumbs down. That's what they said. Thumbs down.
Hmm.
They admitted that it would work for a select few. But the majority of kids, they said, are done by half day. They're just tired, they're worn out, and that they have many kids that are ready to go home after the first hour.
Because they're so tired.
They're tired, their brains are done sitting in seats and counting to the number four.
And would nap time work? A little nap time. You didn't mention that to them.
No.
Because they're not in favor of full day.
Well, they don't need to, right? They're right. doing half day. It's 3 hours. They come, they learn, they do some games, they can entertain a 5-year-old teach, all of that, right? For 3 hours. Now you're asking them to do it for 7 hours.
And you've heard Daniela Rivera of KSL TV. She said that Utah does not even mandate even half-day kindergarten. Did you know that? It's optional.
No, I didn't realize
it was optional.
Yeah.
And we're discussing this because of a KSL TV report. The option of full-day kindergarten, some districts do offer it, but the state, Capitol Hill, does not fund it. A recent survey found that nearly 70% of parents wanted or were in favor of full-day kindergarten, at least having it as an option. So it wouldn't be forced, Dave. It would be an option.
But funding is a significant hurdle, right? Because if you're going full day kindergarten, if you're offering that, you're doubling your teaching staff. So you'll need double the kindergarten teachers. You'll need more room. You'll need more resources. There's a lot that goes into it other than, oh, let's just let them stay there for a few more
and
hours.
And the schedule would be 7 hours, 7.5 hours.
Yes.
I don't even remember how long my kids were in school.
Yeah, 8:30, and then they're out at 2:40, something like that.
Except for like Wednesdays, and then they randomly got out at like noon.
Well, you're filling these hours. Again, how are you filling these hours? Are you giving them a ton of additional academics? Well, not likely, because you'll be adding a lunch. You're adding another recess. You're drawing on more school resources because you've got to give these kids longer times in PE class and music and library. All of these teachers now have to expand their time to allow these kindergartens. So it's not just a draw on the teachers, the kindergarten teachers, but the entire school.
Okay, so let me get this straight. This idea strikes out for you on a couple of different issues. One, that the kids are too young.
Yes.
Two, that it will cost us millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And three, I've seen research, Dave, that shows that full-time kindergarten gives the edge to half-timers.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to things like, you know, reading and math and comprehension. Yeah. It's like having an extra month of school. Full day versus half day.
There's a ton of research. I pulled a lot of these numbers from researchaddict.com.
Okay.
It does a great job, and it cites all its sources. So all of this information you can find at researchaddict.com. But they found that, yes, absolutely, full-time kindergartners have a leg up. That's obvious. Like, of course that would be the case. But they also found that those gains disappeared by third grade. That by third grade, everyone had leveled out and caught up. So this isn't carrying through until once you graduate.
So three for you, it sounds like that kind of strikes out for you too, because kids will catch up,
yeah,
according to the research,
yes,
that you've done.
Yeah.
Kids will catch up by third grade.
If it turned my kid from something to an astrophysicist, then okay, amazing. But the results are short-termed.
But what if it's just optional? What if it was there for parents like me who felt,
yeah,
like full day was the right way to go for their family? And for parents like you, you just keep your kids half day.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No, I think that's the important distinction. My worry, though, is whenever we have optional, so often it turns into, well, this is the standard. How often are you going to balance these two different programs where you're offering some people half-day kindergarten and others full-day? This is a logistical nightmare.
But they do that already with like dual immersion classes with French and Spanish, where some kids go to dual immersion. Not all kids are involved. We do that with other programs.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nightmare, but...
It is a nightmare. So anytime you're running different programs and splitting resources and doing, you know, the, like you said, the immersion program over here, the advanced kids, you know, they send some kids that are gifted into other classrooms, and now you're offering half day kindergarten here and
the
full
baccalaureate program.
Yes, I mean, there's so many different options that you start just splitting the cells. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, boy, this is just unwieldy. We should be able to do it well, and be able to repeat it.
Well, so here's what's so odd about this discussion. Is usually I'm the one that's trying to twist your arm and drag you along. And in this case, you're doing your best to twist my arm. And I don't even have a dog in the fight right now. My kids are all in their 20s. I've got nothing invested in this, Dave. But you've made me care about it, so I want to hear from our listeners. Are you for or against full-day kindergarten? 801-575-TALK, 801-575-TALK. I guess the larger question here is, are you on Team Dave?
Dave and Dejanovic.
There's some days when I walk in studio here and I just look over at Dave and I say, boo. And he just starts freaking out. And this is one of those days. We decided to talk about full-day kindergarten, following a KSL5 television report about full-day kindergarten. You can see the entire story at KSL5 or KSLTV.com. Want your phone calls, 801-575-TALK. Team Dave is fired up.
No full day. Half day is just fine. It's good for the parents to go full day. It's not good for the kids.
You know, I was in a much different situation, admittedly, than Dave was when his kids were in kindergarten. I was we had two both my husband and I were working.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a good way to say it. Like, look, we were at full-time plus. He was a police officer, gone a lot. I was an investigative reporter, gone all the time. And so it was tricky for us. I would have embraced full-day kindergarten in the moment. I don't necessarily disagree with you on all the points, Dave. But for me, would it have made things easier? Oh, yeah. And maybe that's not a good reason. But it would have been my reason.
And I get where you're coming from, and I've been there. I know how much easier it is to just have everyone in school for the same amount of time. I understand, and I'm sympathetic to that. But again, the question we always need to ask ourselves when it comes to educating our kids is it good for the kid? Is this schedule good for the child? And I'm looking at these little five-year-olds that are being asked to go to school for the first time for 7 hours.
Mm.
7 hours in the classroom. That is brutal. And the reason I'm so passionate about it, I reached out to three different kindergarten teachers. Not one of them supported full-day kindergarten. They said, by the end of the half day, our kids are done. They are done.
801-575-TALK. Let's get to our calls. Allie from Lehigh, you for full day or are kind of anti full day kindergarten? You with us, Allie? Allie, you're raising your hand. Allie, you with us from Lehigh?
Allie, Amanda, Elsie, Katie, one of you.
let's go to, is it Clark? Who's on the line? Who do we have? We're going to go to Allie now. Allie?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can
this
hear you
Allie.
Now. Hi.
Hey. Sorry, I didn't know what happened.
That's okay.
But I am definitely for full-day kindergarten. I have a full-day kindergartner right now, so I'm in the thick of it.
Okay.
Totally with you, Debbie. My husband and I are full-time workers in our small businesses, and there's just no way that we could do it without it. And I know, Dave, that you're going to say, well, that leads to you, right? But my son is so excited about school every day. He's excited. And I think they have these pockets of learning and that they really need to, we need to push him a little bit more than what we think we can push him. He's enjoying it. And I think it's a positive for all of us.
Is there nap time, Allie?
There's not.
Okay.
And when I grew up, I went to Catholic elementary school, and I did have nap time in kindergarten, but they don't hear, and he's doing just fine.
Well, we appreciate the phone call. I did ask the teachers about that. There are some kids, and they admitted that. There are some kids that do very well, where full-day kindergarten is a good thing for them. They said in their experience, the vast majority of kids, 7 hours would just be way, way too long.
Let's get to Amanda in Salt Lake City. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Are you anti-full-day kindergarten?
You know what? I'm actually right in the middle. I'm going to say that I stay home with my kids, and my son right now is in full-day kindergarten. And last year, when my daughter was in kindergarten, and I was picking him up for a half day, he was so disappointed. Every single day, he would say, I want to stay all day. I want to do lunch. I want to do extra recess. And I, because to Dave's point, he was a new five-year-old. He was still really young, and I felt like it was a lot for him. But this year, with his kindergarten day, he had the option to go full day. And like Allie, who just talked, he loves it. I put him in all day, and he is thriving. He loves it so much. So it's kind of a cop-out to say I think it depends on each kid. But for my first child, with our first kindergarten experience, I would not have done full day. But because he was home and kind of knew what he was missing out on all day, I think it was best for him.
Well, thanks for the phone call. Way to split the middle. I mean, and I get it. Each kid is different. And it makes it very difficult when you're running a statewide program that costs $6.4 billion. That's, I think, the exact number of what we spend on education. It's very difficult to run half day in some districts and full day in others. There should be a consistency. I recognize the importance of that. I just don't know if the benefits outweigh the negatives.
We got lots of calls rolling in. Let's keep getting to your calls. Elsie, is that your name?
But, yes, I'm here. Can
hi.
You hear me?
Yeah. For or against full day kindergarten for your kids or others' kids?
I am against full day kindergarten. I feel like kindergarten is a transition year and should be a half day. And this is coming from two parents who worked full time and had the headache of having to try and figure out who's going to pick them up and who's going to get them where. But it was worth it because it would be too much for our kids to be there all day long.
Elsie, thanks for the phone call. And I think that's the common thing I heard from the teachers. It was just too much. Remember, they are learning. Do you remember that little piece of audio that I played earlier in the show from the elementary school teacher? Let me play just a little portion. This is what these kindergartners are learning.
The number four. Oh, I see Bryn is holding up two and two.
Which
that will also make
like
four. I see
so much
four
fun to me.
Zero. That is
try
four.
To do that for 7 hours. Try to maintain that energy level.
Katie from Provo, let's let you weigh in the next 30 seconds. Go.
Dave, I would love to know if those three teachers have ever taught full-day kindergarten.
Yes, they have. One has. I know that one has.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've taught kindergarten half day and full day. And in the state of Arkansas, where I taught full day, it is across the board. The whole state has
it's
all
mandatory.
Day kindergarten.
Okay.
It is mandatory. And also that's because they tend to have lower test scores. But for me, the part that I find is you keep referencing that they all kind of catch up by third grade, which is not true. There's serious doubt in that developmental lag that's kind of thrown around. And research has shown that intervention is way more expensive and it's more time consuming and it's much more difficult to implement instead of early intervention in kindergarten and first grade. When kids are behind by third grade, they're behind in high school, they're behind the rest of their lives. And research is proving more and more that early intervention is so important. And as a kindergarten teacher, I was not there to entertain those kids. I was there to educate them.
Yeah.
And they were smart. They were on the ball. They knew it. We did nap time until December. Then when they came back in January, they didn't need nap time. They were fully capable. I feel like we're making excuses, like coddling them. They're ready to learn. These kids are smart. And when we put off and delay more and more, then we're really delaying those kids that need more help. And there are a lot of kids that need intervention and help.
Well, thanks for the phone call. We are unique in Utah. 80% of the states around us in the country offer full-day kindergarten. 80%. So we are far behind, right? So shouldn't our graduations show that kind of trailing other states? Wouldn't we be behind? If it really did make that much of a difference, we would see it by the time we graduate, right? But that's not what we're seeing. We routinely are in the top 10 or the top 5 in graduation rates and quality. We do a very good job. I'm just not sure I can attach that slowdown, being behind to half-day kindergarten. But I appreciate your phone call, Katie. We may disagree, but you have great insight, and obviously having taught kindergarten, you're more an expert than I. So thank you for your phone call.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.